Well, I'm probably more excited about getting to basketball this year than I have been in most years. It's been I really like our team. I think that we have some things that you when you try to construct a team that you would definitely look to try to do, and there's still a lot of unknowns about us as well. But I like our guys. I think we got big bodies. I think we got a little bit of depth. We got some speed on the perimeter, and a big question will be, can we defend the perimeter, and obviously can we shoot it consistently beyond the arc? But if we're able to do those things, I think this could be a pretty fun season for us.
Okay, we'll take questions. Put your hand up, and we'll get a cut on the rear right.
Thanks, Coach. Paula Levine with ESPN. I have a question regarding the investigation. You said in your statement that you put out in September that you characterized the NCAA's allegations as a false narrative and full of mischaracterizations. If that is indeed the case, then how would you characterize your relationship with former Adidas consultant TJ Gasanola and the text messages and calls you had with him?
Well, you know, the message that if you read the statement, which I obviously did, was one in which that I made the statement, and then I also said that we cannot comment to any details of anything going on with the allegations due to the NCAA process. And so I'm gonna follow that. I'm gonna stick to that. And certainly the things that you just ask will be things that will be answered at the appropriate time whenever it can be answered. But certainly this is not the time for that.
Questions for Coach? Got a question on the aisle in the middle.
Randy Peterson from the Des Moines Register. What do you foresee for Isaiah Moss?
Well, I think he should be our best shooter. You know, he's the most proven shooter we have in our program without question, because he's done it obviously for 3 years in Iowa City. So I think he's going to be a contributor. Whether or not he's a starter or not, I don't know, because I ain't settled in on anything, and he's been hampered by a tweaked hamstring. But I really believe that Isaiah Moss gives our big guys a chance to be the best they can possibly be, because he can stretch the defense. And he obviously has experience and has played in big games and will certainly help our young guys in that area.
We've got a question on the right-hand side aisle.
Dotson's boot on his right foot. What's the latest on that?
Myron, he hurt it yesterday, and I think whenever anything happens to a foot, you automatically put a boot on it these days. But he probably will not play tomorrow. I wouldn't think he would in our exhibition game. But it's a day-to-day thing. I can't anticipate him missing more than 3 or 4 days.
We got a question on the rear left.
Wendell Barnhouse, PressBoxDFW.com. With all the success you guys have had, a lot of people don't like Kansas. And with the issues involving the NCAA and what happened at late night, do you think that around the Big 12 in road games are going to be a lot more incentive for people to kind of come after you all? And can you guys use that as kind of an us against them mentality?
Well, I think that we've probably given some rabid fan bases some ammunition to help in some areas to fire them up. But to be honest with you, that doesn't – We deal in hostile environments everywhere we go for the most part. So that I can't imagine that playing a factor into our success away from home. I will tell you this, our guys have always enjoyed playing in the toughest atmospheres. And so usually that, you know, bonds us together, unites us. And so hopefully we'll put a better performance out because of that. But I don't think that will have any input whatsoever whether or not we're successful.
We had a question on the front left side. Left side, Coach.
Yeah, Mac McClure, Prairie Post. Coach, with Udoka coming back, how do you think about him, you know, maybe be injury-free this season, how that would be a feather in your team's cap?
Well, if Dolk comes back, he's got a chance to be as good as any five man in the country. And we expect him to play to an All-American type level, you know, as long as he's healthy. So I do believe that he changes our team in a way that few can, just because of his presence and athletic ability and certainly size. So he's been dealt a rough hand his college career so far. He's played, I believe, 9 games one season, 11 one season. And then the year that he was healthy, we go the Final Four. So, and last year we were actually pretty good until I think we were 9-0 and ranked number 1 or 2 whenever he got injured. So he and Devon are as key for us as probably any two players are for any team in America.
Question on the right rear.
Bill, I know you don't comment on specific allegations, but what, if any, concerns do you have about the impact of this investigation on your job status and your tenure at Kansas?
Myron, I'm really not concerned about that, the job status you mentioned. I know that our chancellor and our athletic director and department, the basketball program, are totally aligned in this. And there's been a lot of people say certain things, that, which everybody's entitled to opinion. And certainly you can't be angry or bitter because people are writing and commenting on this, because it actually has been, you know, big news in the college basketball world. But I just know that the things that have taken place thus far have, you know, obviously nobody likes to deal with it, and certainly I haven't liked it. But it's also, you know, in a strange way, motivated me, probably in a way that maybe I never have been, to combat this by taking care of our business on the basketball court and working with our players in a way maybe that exceeds any way I've ever done it. So I do believe there could be a positive that comes out of that, and that's certainly one of them. But as far as my legacy or whatever, that doesn't even register with me. I probably know me better than anybody else knows me. And I know the people that I worked with over the years know me and everything. And so I know that we have to go through this, and we'll get through this and be very happy when it is behind us. But, you know, my legacy is the least of my concerns right now. I just want to do the best job I can coaching that place that I absolutely love.
We got one more question on the rear on the aisle.
Coach, Tyler Jones, KLWN. How comfortable do you feel possibly playing 4 guards at times with this bunch?
I think we'll have to. I believe that the big advantage that this team could have on paper is that we can play big. I mean, we've got good big guys, and we got 3 pretty good big guys, and we got a 4th good one if we don't redshirt him. But there's a chance, you know, obviously we haven't made a decision yet on Mitch. So that's an advantage. But in order to take advantage of that, then you got to be able to have one of those guys defend a guard, because most teams will play 4 around 1. And we haven't shown consistently that we're very good at that. So if that's not the case, you're looking at us playing 4 guards, unless we play zone, and we don't play a lot of zone. So I really believe, I thought initially 10 to 15, but I think there could be 20 minutes a game that we could actually play 4 guards.
Final question for Coach on the right side.
Bill Blair, Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star. I know it's only been a couple of days, but just wanted to gauge what kind of reaction have you gotten since the announcement of the renewal of the Kansas-Missouri series?
I haven't got a lot directly. And believe it or not, I haven't been a big reader of newspapers of late. So I think that it's been more positive than not positive. I don't think you can make decisions where you can please 100% of the people all the time. And I know I have my reasons why wanting to do it, and I think they're very, very valid, and certainly I know that it helps Kansas. And so I'm actually excited about it. I miss the game. I miss the game. I miss the energy. I miss the fans' hatred for one another, which doesn't pass down to coaches and players, but certainly that interest level, which is very evident by selling this place out in 41 minutes in 2017, I believe, is something that kids go to college to play in games like that. So I'm excited to get that back. And from a tactical standpoint, strategic standpoint, it helps with scheduling. You know, it's different. It's hard to schedule than it used to be. It used to be everybody played 16 league games, so you got 15 games that you can actually schedule somebody. Well, leagues are going to 20, at least other leagues are. We obviously can't. We're at 18, but they go to 20, and then you have an SEC challenge or a Big East challenge. You have a championship game. You play an exempt tournament, and there's no games left to schedule from an intra-conference type standpoint. So this will be 2 out of 3 years that we know our respective fan bases can come see us play. So I actually think it'll be very positive moving forward.
Okay, this is it on the back.
Todd Lebo, Sports Radio 810. Coach, with the NCAA allegations hanging around, what sort of stuff have you been hearing on the recruiting trail, and what sort of effect can things like this, when there's some uncertainty, have when you're trying to recruit players?
Well, you know, recruiting's hard regardless. You know, when you're recruiting at elite level, you've got obstacles each and every year that may be a little bit different to try to recruit, it's something that we certainly explain out and are very transparent with everything going on. There's not anybody that we recruit that we don't tell them how it is at least the way that we know it to be. And so I would say it's definitely had an impact. But I will also say this. I think we're in position to have one of our better early signing periods that we've had in a long time. And so even though, you know, it's hard, it's never easy, I think we're going to come out of it okay.